रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय विद्धि रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 55. अकंपन गोज आउट टू फाइट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. हियरिंग द न्यूज ऑफ द डेथ ऑफ वज्रदंष्ट्र एट द हैंड्स ऑफ अंगद, Ravana turned to Prahastha, that stood by with joined palms, and said, Akampan, expert in every kind of fight, let him march forth with troops of dreadful prowess. He will make our foes beg for mercy and shield our armies from all danger. He is a general of great renown. He is ever intent upon my welfare, and he is ever eager for battle. He will defeat Rama, Lakshmana, and Sugriva, and destroy the other terrible monkeys. Prahastha carried out the orders of Ravana, and very soon the forces were ready. They marched forth to battle with frightful eyes and faces and armed with every kind of weapon. Akampan led them in a huge car. He was dark and lustrous like a cloud. His voice was like thunder. Frightful rakshasas surrounded him, and priceless ornaments decked his limbs. He derived his name Akampan, that is unshakable, from his firmness in many dreadful battles. Like the sun among the planets, he shone in splendor among the rakshasas. Even as he marched forth for battle, the noble steeds yoked to his car grew worn and weary all at once. His left eye throbbed. The clear sky was covered with black clouds and torn with lightning, rain and storm. Birds and beasts cried dreadfully. With the shoulders of a lion and the gait of a tiger, Akampan disregarded all these omens and came happily to the field of battle. Then the rakshasas roared with joy till the seas were stirred. Hearing this, the monkey forces grew confused, piled up trees, mountains and blocks of stone, and awaited the foes. Then the monkeys and the rakshasas began again a dreadful fight, making light of their lives for the sake of Rama and Ravana. Both sides were strong, valiant, of mountainous build, and determined to win. Their angry roars and trumpetings were carried far and wide. Red dust rose from the earth, frightful to behold, and hid from view monkeys, rakshasas, and the four quarters, banners, flags, armor, horses, weapons, cars. Nothing was visible. As they sprang at each other, their shouts and war cries alone could be heard, but no forms were seen. In that utter darkness, both sides struck blindly and killed their own men in blind fury. Friend or foe, they fought on and made the earth miry with flowing blood. That laid the dust and the battlefield came to view, covered with corpses. Trees, shaktis, blocks of stone, spears and other weapons, bare hands and fists, were used freely in that fight between the monkeys and the rakshasas. The monkeys hit the rakshasas with trees and stones. The enemy met them with sharp tridents, keen swords, spears, and other weapons. The enraged Akampan put courage into the hearts of the rakshasas and urged them to perform frightful feats. Then Kumuda, Nala, Mainda, and Vivida came there quickly and destroyed the rakshasas in crowds with trees as large as mountains. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.